Most of us don't think about how much electricity costs at different times of the day, but the state's two largest utilities are planning to change that. This is the Environment Report. I'm Tracy Samilton in for Rebecca Williams. When it's really, really hot and humid out, what do lots of people do when they get home? They turn on or turn up the air conditioning. There are big spikes in electricity demand on the hottest summer days, between 2 or 3 in the afternoon to 6 or 7 in the evening. And that electricity is really expensive to produce. DTE Energy and Consumers Energy have to fire up gas-burning peaker units that sit idle most of the year. Now they're figuring out ways to get customers to use less energy when it most counts. Michael LaHaye is a DTE Energy customer. He lives in Ann Arbor. He's enrolled in a program DTE has had for a long time. It lets the utility cycle his air conditioner compressor off for roughly 15 minutes an hour on the very hottest days. He gets a discount on his bill, and it's pretty painless.
You know, I have never noticed them interrupting my meter. Or when they have, it's been such a short period that it hasn't really allowed the temperature in my house to change.
LaHaye likes the savings, and he also likes knowing he's doing something good for the environment.
And then, you know, hopefully stop them from having to build another power plant or, you know, bring other power plants online.
Other kinds of demand response plans require customers to change their behavior. Derek Kirshner is principal supervisor of demand side management at DTE. He's also enrolled in his employer's critical peak pricing plan. It offers you a carrot in the form of a very low rate on weekends and after 11 p.m. and a stick on those very hottest of days.
The on-peak price of energy goes up to 95 cents per kilowatt hour.
That's more than 10 times the usual rate. So when DTE sends Kirshner a critical peak event notice,
between 3 and 7 p.m., we'll go outside and enjoy a summer day.
Kirshner notes those very high rates don't happen often. At most, it's a total of 80 hours a year. Consumers Energy has a similar plan, but it also has a kinder, gentler version that just offers you the carrot. The utility's Clay Engel explains.
You'll receive a message from consumers that'll say, please reduce your energy use 2 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. And depending on how much you reduce as a customer, you earn back bill credits.
Consumers has only about 4,500 customers enrolled in various demand response programs, but the utility plans an aggressive push to enroll up to 400,000 in the next 5 years. DTE already has more than 340,000 in its plans, but it's expanding enrollment too. While the utilities sell less electricity, they get credit for their demand response plans when they buy electricity at auction, and changes in state law will soon reward them when they boost participation. None of this would be possible if Michigan didn't have one of the biggest deployments of smart meters in the nation. Those meters allow the utilities to know exactly when a customer is using energy. J.R. Tolbert is with Advanced Energy Economy, a clean energy think tank.
Michigan is poised to lead the way in this area, poised to lead the way in managing its energy consumption and its energy demand, probably better than any other Midwest state is.
Tolbert's group estimates demand response could save everyone a lot of money in Michigan.
As much as $1.2 billion over the next decade.
And as the threat of climate change becomes more urgent, Tolbert says maximizing demand response is an important tool in the arsenal to fight it. For the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samilton for Rebecca Williams.